series or section of the meeting is part of the tradition of the university where we set aside time for public comment. I think there's a 5-minute window of opportunity. I think the board always finds it educational, although largely we refrain from providing a response at the time. Of course, if things go on, I'm always available after the meeting to meet with any of the public comment presenters who would like extended time with the board. So with that being said, maybe we'll bring up Tyler Roach.
Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Rachi. I'm a sophomore in political science and environmental science and the president of the UIUC Beyond Coal campaign. I spoke at this meeting almost a year ago, and I'm here today to talk to you about the same topic, which is coal divestment. Since then, a few things have changed. Last winter, UIUC Beyond Coal was one of three operating divestment campaigns in the United States, and today, over 250 campaigns are pressuring their universities to divest from fossil fuels. Since last year, we've gathered a few thousand more petitions, we've met with more members of the administration, and we've pushed a resolution to the Student Senate demanding divestment from coal. Since last year, the university has released promotional videos saying that right here, right now, we have the chance to define the new global university by taking risks necessary to innovate, by imagining the world 20 to 50 years from now, and by planning ways to solve the world's greatest problems. This list would seem like the perfect recipe for progress, but unfortunately, since last year, nothing has changed. Our climate has continued to warm at an alarming rate. Polluters have continued to destroy our mountains, dismantle our farmland, and besiege our communities with toxic air and water. And our university continues to invest in this process. It's not difficult to see that there is injustice present. And when injustice is present, inaction is conscious, myopic, and a moral choice. Our proposition for action, then, is divestment from the so-called Filthy 15 coal mining and utilities companies. These are companies that jeopardize public health, damage the environment, and place an unfair burden on low-income and minority communities. Companies like Edison International, whose Fisk and Crawford plants in Chicago's Pilsen and Little Village neighborhoods caused 42 premature deaths, 66 heart attacks, and 720 asthma attacks every year. The ask that we stop investing in these companies is not ignorant of the fact that taking a few thousand dollars out of coal will not bring down the fossil fuel industry. The ask is funded on the fundamental notion that the purpose of a university is to prepare an existing generation to confront the world's problems. It's founded on the principle that we should not be actively contributing to the greatest of those problems, not only in the future, but in the present. It baffles me that we can fund the most destructive industries this planet has ever seen and call it an investment. Coal investment might make short-term profit for us, but it is at the cost of 21,000 deaths, 24,000 hospitalizations, and 280,000 severe asthma attacks every year. Given that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates the homicides in the U.S. to be about 16,000 per year, it's not a stretch to say that coal is assaulting our communities. The question before us is, which side of history will we choose to be on? Will we use our privilege to fund the future or short-term profit? I understand that when these questions are proposed by a college sophomore, they can easily be seen as accompanied by a youthful, inexperienced idealism. But I also recognize the pressure to maintain a healthy endowment. A recent study by the Aperio Group found that a portfolio free of the Filthy 15 increases absolute portfolio risk by only 0.0006%, or about half of 1/1000th of a percent. So in other words, the portfolio does become riskier, but by such a trivial amount that the impact is statistically irrelevant. In terms of foregone return, it is placed at 0.002%, or 0.02 of a basis point. Coal divestment is feasible, and it is our moral and ethical duty to our university and our future that we stop investing in coal. When we walk out of this building today, we will see that the alma mater is gone. But when she stands upon the base this spring and in those springs to come, the question is, what future will she welcome? And will we be able to say confidently that it is the future we contributed to? Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. Moving through here, we're going to look at future board meetings. Our next one will be on Wednesday, May 29th in Chicago.